We are joined by Robert Thompson. He is the director of the Blyer Center for TV and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Morning, Bob.
Good morning.
If we didn't learn anything else from the Oscar, we learned the meaning of inclusion rider.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Thanks to Frances
within,
McDormand.
Within an hour of that being uttered, everybody was looking it up. And it's an interesting idea. Big shots can, in fact, throw their weight around in a lot of different ways. We think of it as making sure they don't have red M&Ms in their bowls.
Right.
But there's other more socially progressive ways they can use that as well.
You know, I feel like you're going to have to do some marriage counseling here, Robert. My wife's a highly educated lady. She's got a master's degree. But doggone it, she makes me watch that stupid show, The Bachelor. And I watched about 5 minutes this week. And a guy said he loved two women, proposed to one, waited 6 months, broke up with her, went on to the other one. Is America this stupid to watch this show? Why do we care?
Well, and let's remember, this show started in 2002. And it has thrown off The Bachelorette, Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise After Paradise.
And several mental health clinics along the way.
Right. Weddings, Bachelor Winter Games. I mean, this is a huge franchise for ABC. This week, though, it's gotten more attention than it has in a long time for the very thing you talked about. They do the usual finale. He proposes to somebody, and then about a month later, he decides he made the wrong choice, goes and breaks up with the other woman, which he invites a camera crew to come and shoot.
Of course.
And now everybody hates him. They manage to squeeze on Monday and Tuesday 5 hours out of this.
Wow. 3 hour
finale on Monday, 2 hours on Tuesday. And it shows that reality TV still has a few creepy tricks up their sleeve.
You don't have to tell me it was 5 hours.
I am proud to say I have absolutely nothing to add to this part of the conversation. Never want to.
I have to say that, and this may make me seem stupid, but I have watched this show from the beginning. And part of it is that it's my
Bob.
Job description.
I yeah,
have okay.
to watch it.
All right, it's your job. Okay, it's your job. That's
but
what I'm going to leave it at.
I find it actually kind of fascinating for a number of complex reasons.
Are you going to go into them, or are we just going to be...
I just do that with my therapist.
Okay. That sounds perfectly
okay.
Reasonable. All right, back to the Oscars for a minute, Bob, and thanks for that personal revelation. Will Jimmy Kimmel be back for year three, or are we pretty much done with him?
Well, it's hard to say. He does a perfectly competent job.
Yes,
and
he does.
You know, we make a big deal about who hosts these things, but the big issue, the big thing is their monologue. Then they tend to go away for, there's some times where the host will disappear for 15, 20 minutes at a time. So their real role is in that opening monologue. I thought his opening monologue was pretty good. The other thing is, I think you want to get somebody that maybe nobody actually loves as their best choice, but that everybody across the board finds the least objectionable. And Kimmel's got a little bit of that Johnny Carson quality to him that,
yes,
you know,
he does.
Some people don't like some parts, some people like some parts, but he's kind of middle of the road, and that's got a certain value to it.
It seemed a little milquetoast to me this year, especially with everything that's gone on in Hollywood over the last 12 months. Very pablum-oriented.
I think that was one of the most dull Oscar presentation. The first hour and a half was unbelievably dull, and all the action didn't come until the very last minutes with, of course, Frances McDormand's little speech and then finally getting the final Oscar. And by the time we reach the climax, the big Oscar everybody's waiting for, they end it immediately. It would be like having a 3 hour and 45 minute movie about two lovers always searching for each other. They finally find each other, and then you roll the credits before you find out what happened.
Roll the credits.
Very true.
Hey, Robert, nobody loves a good story about an actor running for governor like us here in California. Does it matter at all that Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City is running for governor of New York?
Well, I suppose it matters if the difference so far is that your actor that ran for governor became governor.
Which one?
Yeah, that's right.
We have Reagan and Schwarzenegger so far.
That's absolutely right, and another one became president. So we'll see what this story means if it actually plays out, which I think it's a little early to tell.
If I were her three co-stars, I would be wondering, does that mean that Sex and the City reruns cannot be played during her run, and will that mean money out of my pocket?
Well, the other thing is the word Nixon for high office has got a storied history.
Yes, it certainly does. It certainly does. Well, time will tell. Robert, thanks so much for being here this morning and for the more than a chuckle.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Robert Thompson. He is with Syracuse University.